We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning.
Cormick, we see how President Obama has ordered airstrikes in response to the threat posed by the fundamentalist group ISIS in Iraq. Do you support these airstrikes? And more broadly, how do you think the U.S. should respond to ISIS?
I do support the airstrikes. I think before we talk about military action, we need to talk about leadership and diplomatic action. We need to make sure whatever the course for Iraq is in the future, we mitigate the threat of ISIS, and America and Iraq is on the same page. We need to exhaust our diplomatic efforts to make sure that country and that government can defend itself and can sustain the threats of the future. And I don't think we did that. There were certainly problems with the way the Bush administration and my party went into Iraq and negotiated the war after their entrance. I do think, as Colin Powell says, if you break it, you own it. And we do have to take some responsibility for the current state of things there because we played a role in it.
Before we go to Scott, I wonder how you, as a Marine Corps veteran, what criteria you apply to when the U.S. should put boots on the ground in a military action in a foreign country?
I think the American military should be used to defend America, not be the police department for the world. So the standard to put American boots on the ground should be very, very high.
So you're more of a realist then?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Just a quick question. You're running, probably, if you win the primary, you'll be running against Congressman David Cicilline. Can you give me three or four votes as examples of Cicilline's actions in Congress that you would not have taken?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, the Affordable Care Act. I think he voted to cut the $760 billion to Medicaid. Right. I think that was to the detriment of our seniors. I think he has.
You mean Medicare?
Yes. I apologize. Yes. Medicare. It was $760 billion cut. How many did you ask for? I can give another.
I said three or four.
All right. So that'd be the first one. I think the last budget he supported, I disagree with because it cut the benefits of combat vets and disabled combat vets. I mean, he votes with his party 96% of the time. I think immigration, too. The latest thing with the border security, he's a member of the House Committee on the Judiciary. He oversees the subcommittee of immigration and border security, and his stances and his votes in that department have failed us.
Jobs in the economy are probably the top issue for most Rhode Islanders. How would you be different from Congressman Cicilline in approaching efforts to try to improve Rhode Island's economy?
Well, I'd hope to pass a bill. In short, I think just by the way things are in Congress, I would be a member of the majority party. So Rhode Islanders' voice would be heard in Congress much more so. I think there have been attempts. It's difficult in this polarized political environment. But Rhode Islanders' voice really haven't been heard in the House, and we need to change that.
The Affordable Care Act, hasn't it worked pretty well in Rhode Island? We're one of the states in the country that has the better website, work well. Uncompensated care to hospitals has come down 18%.
You're right. There's certainly been progress, right? And I want to be clear about something. I'm not for repealing the Affordable Care Act. I think our health care system before the Affordable Care Act was indefensible and something needed to be done about it. I do think there's a lot more progress we can make, right?
What would you do? Specifically,
I think we need to look at making sure small businesses, it's not impacting their profits. I think we need to have small businesses see if they can pool their insurances together to drive down the cost, right? So they can get the same economy of scale that large corporations do. I think we need to make sure doctors are practicing to care for patients, not to shield themselves from liability. So I think we need to look at tort reform as well. And I think it's been held up by the Supreme Court, and it's also here to stay. So we need to look at reforming and refining it into something that works for the American people. One thing, I think what's most frustrating about people with the Affordable Care Act isn't necessarily the content of it, because there are good things here. And I think if we get pragmatic legislators on both sides, we can really make it work. It's the dishonest pretenses it was passed under, right? And whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you don't like the president of the United States telling you can keep your doctor if you like him or her, and then that turning out not to be the case.
We're talking here with 1st Congressional District Republican candidate Cormac Lynch. Cormac, we see how in a lot of other states, Tea Party candidates for Congress are not winning, but they're having the effect of moving Republican candidates farther to the right. Is that a concern for you? What do you think the Republican Party should do to appeal to a more mainstream audience?
I think the Tea Party has good ideas fiscally. I think what hurts the Republican Party, especially in this region of the country, is their outdated, I would say, issues on some social stances.
Well, how do you feel about that? What's your position on gay marriage, for instance?
I'm fine with it. With the, you know, it's almost kind of frustrating with all that's going on around the world and all the problems that are facing the country. Why is the government wasting time trying to tell people how to conduct their lives? Right. It just it doesn't make sense to me. And our party needs to make more progress.
Do you feel the same way about abortion?
I'm pro-life. I don't think going down to Washington and banging the table to try to overturn a 40-year-old Supreme Court case, it's just not a realistic option, right? I think everyone would prefer that if a young lady or a young woman becomes unexpectedly pregnant, that they have the child. But trying to legislate that to happen isn't the way to go about it. I think we need to make sure they have the economic and emotional care they need if they become unexpectedly pregnant, because they may not know who the father is. They may not come from the best economic circumstances. And I think we should ensure that they have the ability to have the child if they want to.
A lot of Republicans, including yourself, support tort reform, but there's also a very serious problem in this country with medical errors causing a great number of deaths and injuries. So how do you reconcile the doctors not practicing defensive medicine with the fact that there is this serious problem of medical errors?
I think we need to make sure that there is a problem with medical errors. You're right. I think doctors practicing preventative care repeatedly, in other words, and you go to your primary care physician, he orders test X, Y, and Z. He gets the results back. You go see a specialist. Do they really need to order tests X, Y, and Z? No, there should be some sort of centralized information system, right? And I think a lot of times the specialists, the follow-up care, they order the same tests, complete the same procedures out of the fear of liability to get a check in the box. So if it does go to court, they can say, I did this, to shield themselves from the liability of things.
One of the challenges facing a first-time candidate like yourself is you have a much smaller war chest than someone like Congressman Cicilline.
Right.
Your party is generally in support of more expansive campaign finance rights. What do you think should be done about that?
I'm not in support of – I think corporations have too much of a control over candidates. I'm not for expanding campaign finances.
Do you like Citizens United?
No, I don't. I don't. And I think my opponent criticizes it, but also gets checks from it, right? So I think, you know, Citizens United makes the non-establishment candidate who wants to represent the people authentically, it makes him very difficult for that to happen.
Should American corporations be allowed to move operations abroad merely to avoid American taxes?
No, no. And I think starting now, I mean, the tax code is outdated, obsolete, and in many ways unfair. I think when these corporations do get tax incentives, right, like I would love to see what's going on in New York State happen here in Rhode Island to get corporations here. Right. You don't want to get them here for a fiscal year so they can dodge taxes and then up and leave. You want to make sure they're here for the long haul. And we want to get good companies here who are rooted in the communities and have philanthropic initiatives and are going to employ our mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, and help create a beautiful, flourishing state. But the government needs to be sharp about how they incentivize them with taxes in order to do that.
Where can voters find out more information about you?
www.CormacLynchForCongress.com, and I'll be around the 1st District in the state between now and November.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
And 1st Congressional District Republican candidate Cormac Lynch.
Thank you very much.